This is Echo Box Radio.
Hello. Welcome, everybody. Thank you for listening. My name is Joy Gill, and I'm hosting live from de Melkweg for Echo Box Radio today at the Oyster Festival. With me today as a guest, I have Max van Bossé.
Yay!
Hello.
Hello.
The promoter from de Melkweg, who was... Yeah, important for the Oyster for the Oyster Festival. Responsible.
Yeah, not so responsible, but I get what you mean. Yeah.
Max, I had you in my show almost a year back. I was looking for the date. It was the 16th of March.
Oh, from, okay.
2022.
Yeah.
And then we were discussing the following bit. This bit is going to be in Dutch, but it's nice to hear what we discussed back then.
Yeah.
Nou, ik ga misschien wel een beetje zo'n mini, dat in het mini doen in de Melkweg.
In de Melkweg, oké.
Ja, ik ben bezig met een festival, indoor festival in alle zalen.
Oké.
Ik zit er met de twijfel om te zeggen hoe het gaat heten.
Moet je helemaal zelf weten.
Ik ga het zeggen. Okay. Het heet Oyster.
Oyster?
Ja, ja. En ik geef dan drie dingen weg, want Oyster is de kaart waarmee je door Londen reist.
Ja, de Oyster.
Je kan natuurlijk parels zoeken, vinden.
Ja.
En het staat soms ook wel eens in, wordt vergelijking is gemaakt met het vrouwelijk geslachtsorgaan.
Oké.
Dus die drie dingen, die kan je voor een soort van...
Het maakt het
een beetje triggeren, toch? Ja, en dan muziek.
Die dingen kan je verwachten. Ja. En oh ja, ook muziek.
Precies. Nee, okay. Het is muziek.
Okay.
Ja. Maar dat zal begin 2023 zijn.
Oké. Dus ik heb hier gewoon eigenlijk net een primeur.
Je hebt hier zeker een primeur.
No. So that was back then, and it's nice to see that it all worked out and that we're here now.
Yeah, it's like manifest your dreams. No, but it is weird that it's been a thought or an idea for such a long time, and then it turns out, it turns into reality, and that is amazing and also weird.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's been in your head for and then suddenly, you know, you get the logo and you get the lineup going and it starts getting real and more real and more real and it's great. Yeah.
I thought it was very funny that I had this bit from last year and that we're sitting now over here, and I was thinking, when did the idea for the festival came to mind?
It came to mind during COVID because the UK opened up way earlier than we did.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I remember sitting at home and Melkweg, where the venue where I work, where Oyster is, was closed. We couldn't do anything. I think we had some things at 1.5 meters, but you know.
Yeah.
Just you know, that didn't work.
Horrible times.
Yeah, very boring times. And I saw this amazing show at the O2 Arena, and everyone in this hip-hop, R&B, grime, UK scene was like making acte de présence, and I was like, why? It's so far away and yet so close.
Yeah.
Why can't we have that? And then, it started to think, well, why don't we? Why don't we do? There are so many great artists just like a water away,
definitely.
Across the pond, and why don't we get them here for a festival? And so that was like the beginning of Oyster Festival.
Okay, and that was the beginning. Where did you start? Like, were there some names in mind? Was there a concept in mind? Like, what was the beginning?
I had a lot of names in mind, and a lot of which I have today as well.
Mm-hmm.
Also a lot of names that didn't work out for whatever reason, or they didn't fit in to the tour, or they didn't want to play it. But it is pretty difficult, or it's a challenge to get artists to do a first off of a festival, because there's no prior. You can't say, it's lovely, last year we had this, look at the crowds, it's amazing, you should do it. It's like, it's new, we don't even... At the time I was doing the like proposing to artists, I didn't even have a logo yet because you know, it was also like we were after COVID, everything was like slowly just developing, so it wasn't going as planned, and I needed to go forward. So I was like, I have a plan, it's a festival and this and that, would you like to come? So I'm really grateful for the people that took a chance and are here today and decided like, yeah, we'll do it. Because you need them. You need those people on board.
Yeah, you need
the pioneers.
The kickoff for the the first one. I was thinking, like, what is there to explore today at the festival? Because I saw a lot of things, actually, on the lineup. Not only artists, right?
No. We also have a lovely photo exhibition of a woman named Amy Galbraith. Mm-hmm. She's from Manchester. Mm-hmm. And we already loved her work. I worked with my colleagues that do the exposition hall here all year round. So they're experts on art. Yeah. I'm not, you know, we work in a team. But I looked at her photos and I was already a fan because, yeah, she has like a nice, harsh, raw kind of style. So I was already down, like, let's ask her and let's go. And then she came and she had all these old pictures of like Skepta and Stormzy and Kano and Lil Sims that she made in like, I don't know, 2016-ish era. So that was even more perfect. Uh-huh. So I was like, this is amazing. This is even more than I asked for. Mm-hmm. Let's go. So we have that in our Milk Cafe.
Yeah.
And then upstairs, we have in our cinema, we have in collaboration with Soursop Agency, which is a creative agency with a lot of people that are from London. Mm-hmm. It is in Amsterdam, but they're Londoners.
Yeah.
And they curated a film program with short movies about, you know, why, you know, the whole immigrant, I don't know, in English, do you say diaspora or diaspora?
Diaspora, like, I guess, but like
diaspora, and how did that this music, all these influences of music, come to London and throughout the years, and just go into depth and the history of this rich cultural scene of music in London and the other bigger cities in the UK. Yeah.
I will host some interviews later today with some artists, and I'm very curious about like what their perspective is on this phenomenon. Also, because I guess one part of this festival is also showing how progressive the scene is in the UK, right?
Yeah.
And I'm very curious on how the artists actually think themselves on why that is and how they contribute to that. So that's going to be an exciting thing.
I'm very much looking forward to the interviews. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah, because a lot of times, like, I love every artist on the bill. It's not, you know, you don't program a, I hope and I think and I see that a lot of other people like it too, but it's almost like I program the festival just for me because I'm just a fan of all of them. So I'm looking forward to that, everything.
That actually must be a wonderful job.
It is. I'm not complaining at all. No.
I was thinking, like, if I would do my own festival, just a personal one.
It feels like it's my birthday, but then I get paid to organize it. Isn't that great?
Nice. So you were also talking a bit about this time during COVID and how it was approaching these artists. Would you say that it was also stressful to organize this event?
Yes, I would say that. Definitely, I would say that because, like I said, you know, first you have the struggle with the lineup. Mm-hmm. And then you have that finally finalized. And then, you know, you have the artwork and you have a vision, what you want, but you have to get that vision across to the people that are making the artwork. In this case, it's the Spot Agency. Mm-hmm. Shout out to the Spot Agency because they did a really good job. But, you know, it takes time to get to the perfection you want. Mm-hmm. And then you have to do the promo and you have to chase the people that you know, were supposed to do stuff. Yep. And I feel that also because of COVID, still a lot of people are new to the thing that they're doing right now because a lot of people shifted jobs or just started a whole nother career. So we're, you know, not back at the same pace we were, which is fine.
I'm a prime example as well. Now that I think about it, I feel like a COVID baby as in doing these things that I do right now.
Yeah.
Like also started like during that period.
It's good, but you know, it's still, it has more work, but we're learning and growing. It's fine.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering how that's gonna pan out when the next editions of Oysters are gonna
be. I already have like a really big list of that we can improve and that we can improve. Mm-hmm. But still very happy about this edition as well. Yeah. But, you know, next time it's going to be even better.
Okay, yeah. Okay, perfect. Yeah. So let's talk about the artist as well for a bit, besides like the programming from the photos and the movies. Who are on the lineup? And, you know, yeah. tell me a bit about the lineup itself.
The lineup is really diverse in terms of vibe, sounds, genre as well. Mm-hmm. I, again, also... thought about, you know, my own tastes, mm-hmm. and I like really soft, delicate songs, mm-hmm. as well as, you know, they're harder, mosh pit kind mm-hmm. of hip hop. Mm-hmm. I think most people are really broad in what they like and what they like to listen to. So that's why I wanted to have like a really diverse palette of things to go through if mm-hmm. you go to the festival, and not just have one sound. Mm-hmm. You know, some festivals, I feel like, you know, it's all kind of sounds the same. Some, mm-hmm. No, I don't want to be negative, but sometimes I'm like, I didn't want it to be, to sound the same.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's why I picked like the best of all genres.
Okay.
I feel I was aiming for that. Yeah. And I feel like that, that happened.
Okay.
That's gonna happen because it didn't. We're still before the festival.
Yeah, but yeah. still, like, yeah. You have your expectations. Yeah. You have your lineup ready, so
yeah.
This is what you feel right now.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I want to talk about something else which was mentioned before, I guess by you in the newspaper,
mm-hmm.
and it was about the female component from this festival. Yeah. You also said something about that in the short bit that everybody listened to. Before I ask you about that, let's listen to a song that you picked that you're a fan of from the artists at this festival. All right?
Yeah. Yes.
You let me have a piece of you, but that very same piece of you is bitter. And I can't have what's left of you anymore. No more, no more, no more. You're all that I want, but you're not what I need. I keep on making excuses as to why you are good for me.
Oh,
So, Max, can you tell me what we listened to and by who?
Yeah, we listened to Michelle and Annie, Forbidden Fruit. It's one of my favorite songs, and they're both playing Oyster. Yay!
Yeah.
So, that's one of those tracks that got me thinking, like, can we get those girls over here real quick?
Yeah.
And like I said, not everyone can understand Dutch, but I said that Oyster also kind of has a wink to the female reproductive organ.
Yes, yeah.
The vajayjay.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of vajayjays over here as well. I wanted to have a good female representation also MC-wise, not only the soul, the soul part or the singing, but the lyricist as well. Mm-hmm. So, with Annie, unfortunately, Drea Mack had to cancel, but with Annie, we have like a very inspirational woman on stage. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward.
Yeah.
And I also like the fact that, you know, in the UK and also in the US right now, but in the UK as well, that they're really supportive of each other. Mm-hmm. Like Yoria Smith helped Annie up, and then Annie is helping Michelle, and you got Girls of Grime, and all these girl groups, you know, just supporting each other, and I like that. Yeah.
Why do you think it's so important?
Because we still live in a male-dominated industry, and if it's not, you know, the it makes us harder to go into a studio if it's only guys, you know, stuff like that. But then you also have the media who always wants to frame like there's only room for one girl, which is not the case. Mm-hmm. So you have to fight a lot of battles as a female artist, I think. This is just the top of the iceberg of battles you have to fight.
Yeah.
So you need people in your corner, and we need, so I would like to be that person in the corner of those female artists. Yeah.
Okay, that's great. That's a nice way of thinking for this festival.
Yeah, that's why I also have like three female hosts on stage hosting.
I saw.
Some
of which I'm really a fan of. Also Ella John, for example.
Yeah.
She was in my latest show.
Yeah, I'm a fan too. I wanted to have her here as well. Yeah.
Very happy that she's gonna be part of it today as well. And the other DJs and MCs as well. The song is by Annie and Michelle. Do you think they'll perform them together today?
I don't know. I really hope they will. I think it's gonna be difficult though, because they both have sets that are, you know, very different. Because Annie is going to perform with a DJ and Michelle is going to perform with guitar.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know if Annie is already in the building. Michelle's performing earlier.
Okay.
I hope so.
This is really...
I really hope so, yeah. Okay. And you also have, because Unknown T is playing as well, which I'm looking very much forward to as well. And he has a track with Annie as well.
Yeah.
And they're like right behind each other in the mix. So I hope... They might,
Okay. Yeah. It's always exciting because you never know.
You never know, nah.
I remember one time I wanted Mahalia and Little Sims to perform a song they have together. And they were at Lowlands, also like an hour after each other.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they didn't perform that song, but like, it's always like the tension.
And I do remember it was Slow Tie, and then James Blake came on Lowlands. That lovely song.
Please don't give me the title.
If not you, I guess it's me. You know that song.
I know which song you mean.
I can't remember. But and then he came on, and I was like, yes! It's always so amazing when that happens.
Yeah, I love that.
Especially when it's James Blake.
Well, okay, great. We'll be streaming the set of Michelle later today. So, looking forward to that, and we might hear the songs of them. We might hear this song of them both together. There is one song that I'm a fan of and that I would also like to hear today, and I'm very looking forward. Can I play that song, share that song with you?
Okay. Please do.
Cool.
So many things hold on to your mind when you need I will never let you fall down.
So that was Sunrise Pillows from Alpha Mist and MFE. I've been listening to this song for years. It came out in 2015. And I thought it was so nice and coincidental that she's on the lineup for today. She's also going to be my guest for an interview today. Mm-hmm. And she reposted the poster from Echobox. And,
she did.
And she did. But it was so funny to think like, oh, I've been following you for like 8 years. And now we're on the same kind of flyer. And
you manifested your dream as well.
I manifested my dreams.
Yeah, but that's great. That's so nice to hear. I didn't know that.
So, Like I said, I've been rinsing this song for so many years, and I really hope she's gonna perform it. She won't because it's not her song. It's a song she's featured on, but she's been singing this whole song. But it's
when is the interview? Before or after her performance? Maybe you can influence her.
The interview is gonna be after her performance. Okay. Unfortunately, but maybe I'll send someone up to just. You have to put something. Aren't you forgetting something?
Put some pressure.
No. So that's that. And I'm very happy with the lineup today. With you talked about the diversity, the female component, and also the fact that there are some kind of artists that normally aren't booked, for example,
very independent, not part of the big establishment. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah,
they likely won't be some kind of headliner, maybe, for example, or whatever. So
yeah, that's all. Also, so sorry to interrupt.
But
that's one big thing I had in mind with Oyster, that I didn't want to have like one big name that everyone wants to see, so they buy the ticket for that name, and the rest is collateral damage. I want it to be equally just, and most of them are of course in the beginning of their career, mm-hmm. but I wanted to have an equal mix of types of artists. So yeah, that was intentionally.
No, that's great. I'm very excited for everything that we're gonna see.
Me too.
And I want to thank you for having us with Echobox today at the festival, hosting.
I'm very happy you're here.
The radio station and these interviews. But let's round up because this is gonna be right before Michelle is gonna perform.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's go to that and hope that she'll perform the song with Annie as well.
Yeah, me too. I hope it.
All right. And everybody, thanks for listening. But stay tuned because we're having lots of nice tunes and nice interviews on the program, on the radio show today. So stay tuned and have a good time.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Bye.